So, Scott, are you looking to add any kind of new spark to your summer dining?
Oh, Deepa, always looking, not always succeeding. Yesterday, we grilled steelhead for the first time, for the win, I should say. What about you? Gosh.
That sounds amazing. Well, you know, I'm just kind of back from vacation and looking for some summer inspiration. So I'm glad it's a good time for us to bring on our resident chef, Kathy Gunst. She's been spicing up her summer meals with, wait for it, folks, sauces. So she joins us to share her new recipes. Hi, Kathy.
Hello to you both.
Hello, Kathy. You know, there are purist foodies out there who are distinctly anti-sauce, right? It can overwhelm what it's paired with. It ruins. What is the case for sauces?
Well, I think there's some truth to that. It's all about balance, as usual. And it is really hot out there in much of the country, or perhaps all of it. And this is that sort of midsummer slump where we get overwhelmed by heat and we're like, I don't know, I don't care, throw some fish on the grill, let's eat the grocery store chicken. And these three sauces, which are made in a blender or a food processor, and none of them take long, can really add a whole bunch of spice and pow and flavor and depth to a sandwich or a summer salad or a piece of grilled plain whatever. So the idea is that these three sauces, which all last for several days, are going to really help all summer cooking.
I love it. I can already see that grilled steelhead, Scott, being doused with one of these Kathy special sauces. So bring it, Kathy. Let's start with the first one, herbs and tahini.
Yes, this is a summer green herb sauce with tahini, which is blended sesame seeds. It's got olive oil and lemon juice. And this sauce works as well as a dip with raw vegetables, with grilled shrimp, spread on warm pita bread with slices of lamb or chicken. And I made it using parsley, cilantro, dill, and mint for a real summer flavor. And then you blend it with the tahini, the lemon juice, some hot water to thin it, a little olive oil and salt and pepper. This is really a 5 to 10 minute sauce, and I am obsessed with it. Also, if you don't like cilantro, you can use parsley. You can substitute any of these herbs for things you have in your garden or you find at the farmer's market.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm raising my hand for the cilantro.
Me too.
You also have a recipe for what's called salsa matcha. What is that?
This is the discovery of the summer for me. Many Mexicans have known and loved this all their lives. It's originally from the Veracruz region of Mexico. A friend brought me a jar from Mexico a few years ago, and I fell for it in a big way. It tastes a little bit like Asian chili crisp, and it also tastes like peanut butter and chili oil had a love affair. It's like spicy, smoky, nutty. So here's what you do. You heat some olive or vegetable oil. You slowly simmer some garlic cloves, some dried ancho chilies and chilies de arbol. And then you add peanuts, roasted salted peanuts and sesame seeds. Take it off the heat, blend it with some vinegar, water, and a little bit of light brown sugar. And you get this thick, smoky sauce that you can spoon over eggs or grilled fish or cold noodle dishes. Really versatile and absolutely bursting with flavor.
That sounds amazing. Let's switch it up to another part of the world. You're bringing us a Middle Eastern sauce. Tell us about that.
Yes. Muhammara, such a fun word to say, a red pepper and nut sauce. This uses sweet red peppers, scallions, pomegranate molasses, a little bit of chili flakes, preferably Aleppo pepper, which is also slightly smoky and not super spicy. And traditionally, Muhammara uses walnuts, but I wanted something a little bit crunchier, so I added almonds And it also uses some breadcrumbs to thicken it. This, again, is a great sauce for sandwiches on warm pita bread with chopped summer tomatoes and parsley and fresh mint. You could add it to a burger or grilled sausages. You could spread it on sandwiches. This is also a hugely versatile sauce that will also last for many days covered in the fridge.
So, Kathy, for those who might say, well, why bother making a sauce when I can just buy it? You say...
I say you could ask that question about all cooking. You can custom make these sauces. Do you want it spicier? Go for it. Do you want it less sweet? Do you want your own blend of herbs? The whole point of these things is that you are in control, so they become custom sauces. Making it fresh is so different than buying a jar. You will get a level of summer flavor that will transcend what you can buy.
All right, resident chef Kathy Gunst, and your recipes will be on our website. Kathy, thank you as always.
Thank you both.